Fred Allen Show, specially rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Here are Fred Allen, Portland Hoffa, the mighty Allen Art Players, High Low Jack and the Dame, and Al Goodman, his chorus and orchestra.
Ladies and gentlemen, Juliet said, "Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?" Benjamin Franklin said, "Early to bed, early to rise." Red Skelton said, "I do'd it." But all I ever get a chance to say is, here he is again. He's Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And, Jimmy, I do wish you'd stop with those corny introductions you have. You start the program off as though you're reading a page in the Farmer's Almanac.
Well, I'm
expect
getting
a weather report after I come on. What well, to do in
you,
your
Fred.
Garden Friday.
Yeah. Tell you, Fred, I'm getting tired, you know, at the end of the season, thinking up that funny stuff every week.
Oh, you think up all that funny stuff that doesn't get laughs that you have? look, Jimmy, forget your funny stuff. Why don't you be like Don Wilson? Get yourself a slogan.
Well, what is Don's slogan?
Eat a better breakfast, do a better job.
Eat a better breakfast.
Do a better job. With that stomach Don Wilson has, he looks as though he has three jobs and is eating a better breakfast for each job. Why don't you get a slogan, Jimmy?
Well, never mind my slogan, Fred. What's new this week?
Well, not much. As I scanned through the papers, I read that up in New Hampshire, they're making alcohol out of potatoes now.
Oh, potato alcohol must be pretty strong.
Oh, two drinks and you think you're in Idaho, Jimmy. You don't have to bother with train reservations or anything. I saw in the paper also that four boys towed a dead whale in and left it on the shore at Rye Beach.
A dead whale? Didn't the people complain?
No, they thought that the Benny program was on the air. They just... I see that...
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland, gee whiz. You should have come in on the applause the whale got and saved the wear and tear on the audience. You don't, do you? We don't want the audience to weaken as the night goes along. You look mighty chipper this evening, Portland. Is your face sunburned, or are you wearing your liquid stockings a little high tonight?
It's sunburned.
Really?
Mom and I went to Coney Island today.
Ah, Coney Island, the poor man's Far Rockaway. Where the elite meet to wet their feet, and bathers from Bensonhurst come with their liverwort. Tell me, was the beach crowded?
Oh, it was packed.
Really?
Some Marines were there practicing maneuvers.
Marines practicing at Coney Island?
Mama says if the Marines can land at Coney Island, they can land any place.
I guess that's true. Tell me, did you... Tell me, I saw a girl bather going down with a bottle of peroxide to establish a bleachhead down there. I don't know. While you were at the beach, did your mother go swimming?
Yes, but Mama had a lot of trouble with her new Victory bathing suit.
Oh, a Victory bathing suit?
Mm-hmm. It's cut V in the back for Victory.
Well, what was your mother's problem?
Mama's suit was too big. Her V was dragging.
Well, tell me, did your mother... Did your mother stay in the water long?
No. Mama laughs too much.
Your mother laughs when she swims? Why?
Well, there's a leak in Mama's water wing.
A leak, huh?
When the air comes out, it tickles Mama.
Your mother should have married the smiling Irishman. Their children might have been hyenas. And the hyena can wait for his own laugh. I'm going down to Allen's house.
Have you a question?
You bet. You know, this week, the head of the United States Victory Waste Paper Salvage Committee reported that not only New York City, but the entire nation is falling down on the job of salvaging old and waste paper for the war effort. And so our question tonight is, are you still turning in every scrap of old paper to do your bit?
Shall we go?
As one trout fisherman said to the other trout fisherman, let's troll along. You name it, we have it here. Well, Portland, when are you unveiling your Adam's apple, sir? Portland, here we are back in Allen's Alley. Let's see if our pudgy friend, the senator, is in.
Yes?
Senator Blow?
Yes, but you'll have to hurry. There's a mouse in my Victrola. But don't quote me.
Why not?
If the mouse eats something in my Victrola, it will be off the record.
What about the lag in the waste paper drive, Senator? Are you taking action?
Yes. If my bill, the bloat bill, goes through...
Yes?
People will have to save all old paper. Confetti, box tops, racing forms, Chinese laundry tickets.
In other words?
You will have to send in every scrap of paper you have except fly paper.
And if you have fly paper?
You're stuck with it. I thank you.
Well, up to now, we have accomplished nothing. Let's try next door here.
Hello, Mr. Smellin. What's cooking?
Well, tell me, Mr. Eat the Peaches, are you doing your part in the waste paper campaign?
I'm overdoing it.
You're overdoing it? How do you mean?
Well, today I'm having pains in my stomach.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the doctor.
Yes?
The doctor is start to write a subscription.
And?
I says, don't write that subscription, Doc. Save the paper.
Save the paper. And the doctor didn't write the subscription,
eh? He told me the name of the medicine.
Well, did you buy it?
On my way to the drugstore, I'm forgetting the name.
What do you know?
And I still have the pains in my stomach.
Well, now, look, perhaps I can help you. I'll name a few medicines. They may remind you. Was it Ipecac?
No.
Sulfanilamide?
No.
Penicillin?
Wait a minute. It's beginning to come back.
Good.
I think I got it.
Good. What is it?
Name a state on the West Coast.
California?
No.
Oregon?
No.
Washington?
Please, come a little bit farther east.
Illinois?
No.
Indiana?
No.
Michigan?
Michigan. This could be the state, Michigan.
Fine. Well, what is the name of the medicine?
I'm coming to it.
Oh.
Name in Michigan some important cities.
All right. Battle Creek?
No.
Kalamazoo?
No.
Detroit?
Detroit. This could be the city.
Good. And the medicine is?
Don't rush me. Name some big industries in Detroit.
Automobile?
No.
Shipping?
Shipping. Where do they ship?
On the Great Lakes.
What lakes?
Lake Superior?
No.
Lake Erie?
Erie. Now I'm all set.
It's about time. You've got it?
Not quite.
Well, what now?
What big event in history took place on Lake Erie?
In 1813, there was a big naval battle.
Who was fighting?
Commodore Perry's fleet fought a British fleet from Liverpool.
Liverpool, that's it.
You've got the name of the medicine?
Carver's Little Liverpool. Hold on, kid.
It proves the Greeks had a word for it. Well, here's another door.
No.
Ah. Mrs. Nussbaum.
You were expecting maybe Tallulah bankrupt.
Hardly. Tell me, Mrs. Nussbaum, are you still saving your waste paper?
Incessantly.
Well, good.
At home, I am rinsing out the old Kleenex and sending in.
Yeah?
Old newspapers, the forwards I'm sending in.
Oh, you're good.
Magazines, the reader's indigestion I'm sending in.
You just save paper at home, eh?
Also at my husband's delicatessen.
Oh, your husband has a delicatessen, has he?
Nussbaum's knackwurst nook.
Oh, no.
If you don't see what you smell, ask for it.
Oh. Well, tell me, frankly, what paper can you salvage in your husband's delicatessen?
Old Dickies from the Vapors I'm sending in.
Good, good.
Pixie cups after using I'm sending in.
Pixie cups, good.
Uh-huh. Old paper napkins I'm sending in.
Now, wait a minute. How can people eat without napkins?
Oh, in the delicatessen is a Sam Bernard, a dog.
Uh-huh.
Your hands is greasy. You are calling a waiter.
I see.
The waiter is whistling.
Yes.
The Sam Bernard is running to your table and turning the back.
And?
You are wiping on the Sam Bernard the greasy hands, thank you.
I guess for kiddies, they have a little Pekingese in the restaurant there. Well, that brings us to the tiny house with the burlap Phoenician blinds.
Ah, greetings all, alackaday. It's Falstaff's turn to have his say.
Salutations, Bard Openshaw. You and the muse have been up to something.
Observant you, oh. You guessed it.
What is new in your little realm of dactyl, Falstaff?
Have you heard, said the she-crocodile with a knowing smile, I'll just be an old bag after a while.
No.
Or, she lied when she told me she came from Fargo. I knew that her father was Umbriago.
No, I haven't heard that either.
My little cousin swallows flies by the dozen. If you hear something buzzing, it's just my cousin.
Now, wait a minute. Thanks to you, this program sounds like the Quiz Kids with their voices changing. Tonight, we are mulling over the lag in the waste paper drive.
Why, I pre am here, Sisley.
Oh, fine. What is your paper poem called?
If you ask why I have no poem tonight.
That's the title, If You Ask Why I Have No Poem Tonight. How does it go?
If you ask why I have no poem tonight, I will tell you it's the power of suggestion. When I sat down to start my masterpiece, I asked myself this question. If our war effort needs every scrap we have, it's my duty to forego my rhyme. For when I write a poem, it's not only a poem, it's a waste of paper and time. So instead of using that sheet of paper on which I'd intended to write, I gave it into the waste paper drive. That's why I have no poem tonight.
Thank you. And as Falstaff throws dank kisses to his fans, we turn to see what Maestro Goodman is up to. Fortunately, he's up to Hilo Jack and the Dame's number, and it's Sing a Tropical Song.
Up on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. Because we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. We could show the natural wonders of the scenery to you. We could show the native birds and perhaps get two or three to you. And describe the climate and also tell the elevation to you. We could very hastily introduce the population to you. We could show you the hotel and many other fascinating places. We could take you to the bar where visitors may fall upon their faces. If we only had a track, we could probably take you to the races. But we prefer to acquaint you with the following interesting fact. That on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. And if you should remain here, you will discover one peculiar thing before very long. As you have put the accent upon the wrong syllable and you sing a tropical song. And so we say welcome, welcome, welcome to you.
Thank you, Hilo, Jack, and the Dame. And now, ladies...
Mr. Goodman! Is everything ready?
Quiet, Portman. Please.
When I say take it away, Mr. Goodman, you play.
Take it away, Mr. Goodman. What is this?
Oh, we're getting ready for the big celebration.
Why give up? What is today?
It's my birthday.
Your birthday?
Take it away, Mr. Goodman.
Oh, that's fine.
Everybody.
Now look, Portland. Hey, what is this? Someone's almost knocking at the door. Come in. Gosh, everyone from Allen's Alley is here. Well, Portland.
Pardon me?
Yes, Senator Blount.
Portland, the Senator of the United States wishes you a happy birthday. Thank you, Senator.
The Supreme Court has also voted you a happy birthday 8-1 with Justice Frankfurter dissenting.
Well, Bartlett,
one side, Mr. Smellin.
Mr. Eat the Peaches. I couldn't place you at first. I haven't seen you for 3 minutes.
Miss Portlin Tucci Pie, I am for to wish you happy return.
Thank you, Mr. It's the Pitches.
You are needing a birthday cake?
Oh, no, I have a birthday cake.
For the cake you need in candles?
No, I have candles.
When you are lighting the candles?
Tonight.
Here's a match, kid. Happy birthday.
This is some celebration, I must say.
Mrs. Nussbaum. For your birthday, I'm making up, it could be a jingle.
A poem?
Yes. Happy birthday, I am wishing. Through the years, I'll stick like glue. I forgot to bring a present, so I'm saying mazel tov to you.
Thank you, Mrs. Nussbaum.
And here is the Allie Archibald McLeish, Mr. Openshaw.
Have you written a poem for my birthday, Falstaff?
I had a poem, Portland, but now I'm in a jam. Mrs. Nussbaum, the hag, stole my thunder. So all that's left for me is to scram.
It doesn't rhyme, but that's perfectly all right. Now that you've all had your... Well, who is this? Come in.
Happy birthday, Portland.
It's the Myelin sisters. Gosh, what are you girls doing here?
We were rehearsing in the next studio, Portland.
Yes?
We heard you were having a big party.
Really?
We'd like to sing you a song for your birthday.
That'll be swell. What song are you going to sing?
10 Little Soldiers on a 10-Day Leave.
Oh, boy.
There were 10 little soldiers on a 10-day leave. All of the colonel's daughter, Genevieve. Each little soldier led the other to believe that he was going home to spend his 10-day leave. Some took a taxi cab and some a train. Some bought a ticket for a southbound plane. Some took a trolley to the west side of town. The 10 little soldiers, they were homeward bound. Each took a different direction. Each one in search of affection. Imagine their surprise and the shock they received when they bumped into each other calling on Genevieve. The 10 little soldiers went from bad to worse, with 10 little sailor boys that got there first. They crowded her door like a pack of sardines. When out walked Genevieve with 10 Marines. Each took a different direction, each one in search of affection. Imagine their surprise and the shock they received when they bumped into each other calling on Genevieve. The 10 little soldiers went from bad to worse, the 10 little sailor boys that got there first. They crowded her door like a pack of sardines. When off walked Genevieve with 10 Marines. Now instead of wearing stripes, they wear the heart on their sleeve. The 10 little soldiers on a 10-day leave.
Thank you, Moylan sisters. That was very nice. Well, Portland, it looks as though I am the only one who brought you a present. Here's a little token.
Thank you. Is it perfume?
Uh-huh. If you knew what I went through to get this perfume, department stores are a bedlam today. New help. Nobody knows where anything is. It was terrible.
What happened?
Well, yesterday I happened to remember your birthday. I thought I'd get you a present. It was Saturday. Crowds were pushing in and out of department stores. I finally fought my way into one store.
Now, listen, I was at this counter first.
When I got inside, I bumped into a man. He was a floor walker. The floor walker said...
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to get a bottle of perfume. Can you direct me to the perfume counter?
Well, I'd love to, sir, but I don't know where it is.
You're a floor walker and you don't...
Well, I'm new here, sir. I just took this. I'm waiting to get a defense job.
Oh, I see.
I haven't even been down to the bargain basement yet for my basic training.
Oh, you haven't? Well, I tell you, I'll look around. I may be able to locate the perfume counter myself.
No, no, you're a customer. You want perfume, I'll find it. This way, sir.
All right.
Right through here, please.
Okay.
Now cross over here.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. We're going around in a circle.
Really? Oh, fumadiddle, it was me all the time.
You mean the perfume?
Yes, I've been smelling my own gardenia.
Oh, that's good.
I'll hold my nose and try again. I'll find that perfume counter for you right through here.
Say, wait a minute. What is that? What is that crowd milling around there?
That, sir, is the empty counter where we used to sell nylon stockings.
Oh.
It's sort of a shrine now.
I see.
Everything has been left just as it was the day we sold the last pair.
Really?
The salesgirl's body, the blood on the counter, handfuls of women's hair.
Well, look, I say, isn't that the perfume counter?
So it is, just across the aisle. Good luck, sir.
Thank you. I guess I am lucky. Say, miss.
What's on your mind, Buster?
I want to get a bottle of perfume. Can you suggest...
Are you kidding? What do I know from perfume?
Well, you're the sales girl, aren't you?
I just got this job an hour ago. If you see what you want, point to it and I'll wrap it up.
Well, let me see. What is that bottle there?
Called Surrender.
Well, no.
Here's the same thing, double strength.
What is that called?
Unconditional Surrender.
No. This is for a little girl.
Oh, here's something she'll go for. Breath of Sinatra.
Breath of... I have heard him sing. I often wondered what he had done with his breath.
We bottle it. It's selling like hotcakes.
Oh, is it really? Breath of Sinatra. I'll take a bottle. Can you wrap it as a gift?
Here's a box on the shelf already wrapped.
Good.
Must be the same stuff. $6.
Fine. Here's your money.
Thanks. Here's your perfume, Bright Eyes. Hope you make the grade.
Well, thank you very much. Here's a desk over here. I have a birthday card for Portland. I'll just unwrap the box and put the card inside. Hey, what is this? This isn't perfume. It's a flat stick. What is that dame trying to pull? Say, miss.
Are you back, Dream Boy?
You gave me the wrong box. I wanted perfume. Look at this thing.
What is it? A chopstick somebody stepped on?
Who knows what it is? Take this thing back and give me my perfume.
Sorry, mister. I ain't allowed to exchange no merchandise. You'll have to go to the exchange window.
Well, you made the mistake. Why should I have to go?
What's all this row? I could hear it in men's underwear.
I just bought some perfume. This girl here gave me the wrong package. Look what I've got.
Oh, you lucky, lucky boy. This is pre-war.
Never mind pre-war. What is this thing?
It's a pimento paddle.
What? What is a pimento paddle?
Well, that's the stuffed olives. You know how sloppy olives look with their pimentos hanging out.
Oh. If an olive has its pimento hanging out...
You pat the pimento back into the olive with this paddle.
Oh, I see.
And you have the last one in stock. I know one house where pimentos won't be hanging out this summer.
Now, look. I have no time to go around patting pimentos. I want my perfume.
Well, you'll have to take that up at the complaint window, sir. It's in that corner, window 4.
Window 4, 2, 3. Oh, here we are. Pardon me, is this the complaint department?
Don't ask me, mister. I just this minute took the job.
Well, it says complaint on your window here.
Oh, well, I must be in charge then. What's your complaint?
I bought a bottle of perfume. The sales girl gave me this pimento paddle.
Gee, that's a beauty, isn't it?
I know, but...
They don't make them like that anymore.
Well, I know, but I don't...
Confidentially, the victory pimento paddles they're making today just don't stand up at all. You paddle one pimento and the paddle splinters. Take this and be happy.
I don't want a pimento paddle. I want my perfume. This is the complaint department. I am making a complaint.
Well, you don't have to bite my head off.
It'll take 2 bites. It might interest you to know if I did decide to bite it off.
I can't help it. I told you I was new here. What's your credit number?
I have no credit number. I paid cash.
Cash? Well, you'll have to get a voucher from Mr. Heffeldeffer.
Where is Mr. Heffeldeffer?
Through that door.
Thank you. Pardon me, Mr. Heffeldeffer?
Yes, yes, come right in, sir.
Thank you.
Can I get you a chair? Would you like a sandwich sent up? How about a cigar? Take the box.
No, thanks. I'm in a hurry. I have this exchange voucher.
A customer? Why, you bum, I thought you were one of the help.
I bought a bottle of perfume in this psychopathic ward you're running here, and I got this pimento paddle. Now, if you'll okay my voucher...
Voucher? Why, you dog, you labor baiter coming in here and heckling my help, I'll sign your voucher. There you are. Now get out and stay out, and tell your friends.
I've got friends, and I'll tell them. Believe me, I'll tell them. Now I'll get back to that perfume counter, and I'll get that perfume.
The loading time!
Hello! Hey, stop pushing. Wait a minute. Stand back. Stop pushing. I want... Hey, I'm back out on 14th Street. Hey, let me in. Let me in. Hey, let me in. Well, Portland, that's what I went through. The next morning, I went back with a lawyer and got your package.
Can I open it now?
Why, sure.
Gosh, Mr. Allen, this isn't perfume. Look.
It's a pimento paddle. That's done it. I'm going back to that department store. If it's the last thing I'll do, I'll get you...
A bottle of perfume?
No, I'll get you a bottle of stuffed olives with their pimentos hanging out.
Armed Forces Radio Service.